This is the St. Mary Ann Cope Parish Podcast. Thanks for joining us. St. Mary Ann Cope Parish is the community of Catholic believers from Lakeland and Solvay, New York, located in Syracuse. Our podcast is here to help encourage and edify you in your faith.
I have a friend who will maybe too often say, and I admit condescendingly so, they just don't get it. And usually I have to agree that he's correct, but maybe the insult is not the way to counteract the ineffectiveness of the communication. I often think that sometimes if we're not communicating effectively, that's the reason why people are not getting it. 650 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Amos was one of the most negative people in all of human history. Amos condemned the Jews viciously. There was no mercy in him whatsoever, no benefit of the doubt. Amos said to the people of Israel, "Damn you, damn your complacency, damn your insensitivity. You look about, but you don't see the reality around you because you can't get past your worship of comfort, convenience." And so Amos, in his condemnation of the people of Israel, tells them that there is little hope for the insensitive. There is little hope for those who refuse to see. Because, in fact, it is a refusal. Because those who want to see do see, and those who want to gain knowledge, gain it, because God honors our desires for virtue, for good. And in Luke's gospel today, we have one of the most powerful of the parables that Jesus tells to, of course, teach a lesson about the kingdom of God. We have the rich man and Lazarus. And Lazarus is that suffering man. Lazarus is literally starving, literally about to die from malnutrition, from neglect. And Lazarus presents that ultimate horrifying contrast, and it is horrifying because there he sits right outside the house of the rich man, and Jesus says, who dined sumptuously each day. In other words, he enjoyed excess. He ate just to eat, just to feel satisfaction. And of course, this was not something that was understood by ancient peoples. They ate to survive. They ate just to nourish themselves. They would have been horrified how we chronically commit the sin of gluttony. And So here we have the insensitivity of that rich man who looks out his window and he sees Lazarus in that dying state. And he won't open the door and go out and rescue him. And of course, what Jesus says is very radical and very drastic. Because Jesus says, the rich man is damned. His insensitivity, his inability to get past his desire for comfort and convenience damns him. And then Jesus, in this parable, makes it clear that there is a heaven and there is a hell, and there is a division between heaven and hell that cannot be crossed. And the rich man, of course, because of his insensitivity to Lazarus, and probably to everyone, it wasn't just Lazarus, of course, he deserves eternal torment. But Lazarus, because of the life that he lived and the neglect that he suffered, gets rewarded with heaven. Never to be hungry again. Never to desire anything again, but to have everything he needs. But the crux of this parable is not necessarily in the teaching that God rewards virtue and punishes evil and insensitivity, but rather that if one will not listen to God, if one refuses to hear God, nothing is going to change them. And of course, here Jesus uses that image of one rising from the dead. Because actually, there can't be any greater contrast in reality than if someone is dead and someone is alive. Those are the two greatest contrasts in reality. And did it ever occur to you that maybe that's why God chose to redeem us with the two greatest contrasts in reality? Because Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that Jesus chose to die and then he rose from the dead. Nothing can be more powerful than to be dead and then to rise from the dead and to be alive again. So Abraham says to the rich man who realizes his life before him, he realizes his sin, he realizes his insensitivity, he realizes how comfort and convenience and inability to change his routine compromised his life. And Abraham says to him, you wouldn't change even if you saw someone rise from the dead. What does it take? What will it take to move us on our journeys, on our Christian journeys? What will it take for us not to end up like the rich man? And remember, it's not about having money. It's about the refusal to see, to hear, to feel, to be compassionate. What will it take for us to come out of the house, to look out the window? What will it take for us to extend ourselves to those who desperately need quality attention, those who desperately need compassion and affirmation, those who desperately need welcome, those who desperately need fraternal or sororal correction? What will it take to garner that courage that we might say to one another, let's get on the right road, the road that leads to where Lazarus is poor no longer, where Lazarus has eternal glory?
Thanks for joining us on the St. Marianne Cope Parish Podcast. If you have questions about St. Marianne Cope Parish, our locations, or any of our ministries, visit us online at stmariannecope.org.